This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 579. I am Brian Kilby. I'm sick, so I'm just going to shut up. After I introduce Jason.
Hey, everybody.
Diecast.
I'm not sick.
Hello.
Don.
Hi, y'all.
Chris.
Yeah.
Matt.
Hi.
Rob.
Hi.
And John.
Yo.
Man, guys, I've been sick almost literally since the end of the last episode.
Yeah, it would be about that time, huh?
Yeah. Like, as we were going through post-show, I'm like, I was panicking because the baby threw up. And,
That was kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, I told these guys, oh, no, emergency. And, within minutes, I was sick. And I'm still sick. It's terrible.
Yeah, I've never seen a turnaround time quite that fast.
It's awful. This parenting thing is really hard.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yes.
Kids are germ factories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you have three of them now.
I have three of them. Not only do I have three, I have three that were effectively feral. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, so a lot of stuff going on this week, amazingly. Last week was pretty jam-packed, but this week is nearly as jam-packed.
A little lighter.
Yeah, I'm going through the show notes, and I don't see it, so I just want to mention it now. So, we were talking about Beast Wars Megatron being 35,000 yen last week, and the cost being well in excess of $300.
That's why I wasn't on the show last week. I was laughing too hard to talk.
Yeah. Well. Fortunately, if you go to
Amazon. I wish I would have known that was the case. I would have had you get on Skype for a couple minutes so we could sample that, and I could just like make a loop of that to send to Kilby to superimpose over the whole show.
Should have done that. That would have been great.
Yeah.
But I'll create a link to it. This doesn't currently work, but if you go to tfradio.net/BW Megatron, currently doesn't work.
How about tfradio.net/mp43?
Okay, tfradio.net/mp43.
I'm pretty sure Matt would prefer if it was tfradio/bmmegatron.
Nice.
Well, when we get a Masterpiece Beast Machines Megatron, we can totally do that.
Which one would it be, though?
Oh, God!
And we killed Don.
Yeah.
Well,
don't
one more.
Ever use the words Masterpiece and Beast Machines in the same sentence.
I don't know.
That's just wrong.
But Ant at tfu.info shared the link, so I'll just link to it. So, yeah. Well, he is listed at 26,000 yen.
Yeah, but when you actually put it in your cart and check out with a foreign address, the price drops a couple thousand because the Amazon price that's displayed initially has Japan's sales tax attached to it by default. And when you have a foreign address, they remove that because you don't have to pay Japan's sales tax because you don't live in Japan.
It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
So he with shipping, it breaks down to about $227.
That's not nearly as funny.
No, it's not.
It's actually, it's a lot. It brings it back down to what my expectation of the price would be, which was in line with Dinobot. But yeah, about 25,000 yen, so that's a lot better.
And it's such a beautiful toy it's worth it.
We got pictures of it, a few items down in the show notes, we can look at it and adore it more thoroughly later.
Yeah, so pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Can't wait to get it. So speaking of, did anybody get anything this week? And I did.
I did.
I got my Nemesis Prime from Amazon.
Yes.
Which you can get at tfradio.net/nemesis. Totally worth it.
Or you can, on the off chance you catch it when it's in stock,
you can,
and you're
gone, pay attention.
You can still add it to your cart even though it's listed as out of stock.
Oh, okay. Every time I've checked, it's been in completely unavailable status where you can't even
it
do
says
that.
Temporarily out of stock right now. So tfradio.net/nemesis. Cool. I got that. Pretty great. Beautiful. It's a really nice looking toy, but something John said on his Twitter really made me think. The photo on the back has the really large Decepticon symbols on the shoulders, and the toy doesn't. I am definitely going to replace that.
Right after the show.
Yeah, my all my Toy Hacks stickers are somewhere. I don't know exactly where. I got to dig them out. Plus, I also got Pretty King.
How do you like it?
He kind of sucks. to be honest, it's kind of garbage.
Even in the combined mode,
it's okay in the combined mode, but okay. I don't care for the individual robots very much.
Nope.
The combined mode works pretty well, but basically each, and Rob nailed it. It's pretty obvious when you look at the toys, but like they have to incorporate all the combining gimmicks into it, and the toys really suffer. It's combined mode is okay. I would rather it just be a standard combiner war-sized figure, to be completely honest. But, you know, it is what it is. The individual robots, honestly, G1 Predaking kind of sucks, too. And it's not like G1 Predaking is this amazing toy that, I mean, I remember back when I got in the fandom in the mid-90s, people talked about how great Predaking was, and I'm like, huh, I don't remember Predaking because I never had it. And when I finally got one, I'm like, this is it. I mean, it's honestly, individually, it's kind of pretty faithful to G1 Predaking, which is not in its favor. not the robot mode, but the individual robots.
Yeah.
Is it worth the price, asking price? Not really. But if you want to buy it at tfradio.net/Predaking, I'm not going to blame you. But this is one I might wait on Ollie's for.
And we also won't blame you for that.
Yeah, and even if you want to skip it then, like Chris is going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily blame you then. Let's see here. Rob, what'd you get?
Nothing major, just my Walmart actually had Power of the Prime Slash, so I finally got that. Nice little figure, good articulation.
Now you just need to get the current version that's out.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you know, new tailgate since mine just lost its windshield.
Yeah, we'll work on that later.
Yeah, like I said on Twitter, I'll just mail James Roberts and he'll be fine in a couple of months.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Poke the bear.
Hey, so that tfradio.net/mp43 URL works. So if you want to pre-order Megatron, tfradio.net/mp43.
If you do that, just beware that this depends on the yen exchange rate being what it is right now. Yeah, it's going to stay the same until January when that comes out, and that's not a for sure thing. So, you know, keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Or be like Diecast and just order it and forget it and just pay whatever the hell it costs when it comes out.
Or like I've done in order two by mistake.
I'm just going to rely on Chris to keep me updated if it gets, you know.
Well, I mean, there's every likely chance that I will just randomly talk on Twitter when the exchange rate changes and be like, boy, all this stuff's going to be unpleasantly expensive now.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. Jason, what'd you get?
Well, aside from Nemesis Prime this weekend, there's been kind of debate whether I would go in on a certain movie toy. And last time eBay had its 15% off, I found a seller who had a certain Studio Series figure for a good price. So I have Studio Series Starscream.
Oh, nice. How is it?
He's great. I love him. He is a nice little toy. So I'm on a good streak for Studio Series right now.
Of course, I'm not getting the Megatron. One
that... Nope.
Don't get Megatron.
Yeah, I don't need the...
not a fun toy.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't need one that I can see through if I turn him just a little bit to the side.
But that's the titanium Rodimus way of life.
Now, one thing I want to say.
Go ahead, Don. No, I was going to make an Atkins joke, but go ahead. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I do want to say real quick, I did get him for a good price. Actually, Amazon now is even cheaper. So if you go to tfradio.net and search for him on Amazon.
tfradio.net/studio.
Studio.
Will take you to a page full of movie toys.
I forgot there was a link for that, but yes, and I think he's like $22-$23, which is a couple bucks less than I got him for. Nice. Definitely, he's way worth it at $22.
Nice.
So get over there and help Brian out.
Yes. A lot of expenses. A lot of expenses.
Yeah.
That's just show expenses. That's not like...
Right.
I mean, you know, eventually it'd be nice if that like went above and beyond show stuff, but it doesn't.
It won't.
It won't. It might eventually. So
I mean, so few podcasts actually become profitable.
Yeah,
this is
nobody should ever expect a podcast to be profitable. Just hope that you can amortize some of your costs,
especially if I'm running it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you refuse to get a Patreon going after months.
Yeah, I mean, like, the ones that are profitable, like, really make a thing out of their fundraising processes, you know, like, seeking out specific advertisers that they do custom drop-ins for and stuff like that.
Managing
all that
expenses.
Not all that annoying stuff that people make fun of other podcasts for doing.
Just managing expenses. Let's see here. Matt, did you get anything besides Nemesis Prime? You were here last week.
No, I was not, so I did not get to announce that I finally found a freaking Prime Master Submarauder.
Nice.
But Matt, I thought that didn't exist.
It does now.
Okay, but have you found the Wave 3 Prime Masters at Walmart yet?
No, I have not.
Well, keep working on that.
No, I just went ahead and pre-ordered those, and hopefully, you know, Wave 3 pre-orders will actually, you know, come in stock somewhere.
Well,
unlike
I did receive an email recently that a certain retailer is expecting their shipment of those to come in within the next 10 days, and that was like 3 days ago. So
I got email as well, but again, seeing is believing with Power of the Primes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I didn't. Now, I've got the same on order with the same menu, with the same retailer, and I did not get that email.
Well, maybe you ordered later than the rest of us, and you're going to have to wait for, you know, 5 or 6 months for the second shipment to come in.
Yeah. Or never.
Goody.
And, of course, I've got, you know, Nemesis Prime, and he's pretty great.
As all good people should have this weekend.
Yes.
I guess.
And and when I found Submarauder, I also miraculously stumbled across an NES Classic.
Awesome. Oh, nice.
So that made my day.
Nice.
So, I just actually got my, cause I got the first run with Don. Did you help me find that? I got it from Amazon. Helped me get the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
But I had to get a knockoff, third party controller for my second controller. But I finally through, because they're available now, was able to easily get the official controller. Official controller is so much better. If you have an NES Classic, don't go for the third-party controllers. They suck.
Oh, I have a really nice third-party controller. I got it for, it was like $15 from GameStop, and it's like, you know, it pretty much looks like the official, and it feels like it too.
An official one is $10. Why did you spend $15 to get a third-party?
This is Bluetooth.
Yeah, I'd still rather have
love it. No wire.
Yeah, I really tend to prefer having a wired controller that I don't have to keep track of the battery level of all the time over one that I can, you know, move around the room with like no one actually ever does.
Also, I tend to misplace them, so my wireless PS4 controller is permanently tethered to my PS4.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
In my defense, I am generally like 2 feet from the PS4 when I'm playing it, so there's no real point in having it wireless anyway.
Now, the best ridiculous thing would have been optional wired Wii remotes.
Yes. Well, you know, the Wii Classic controller was halfway there where you had to have a Wii remote in your pocket with the wire to the the controller leading to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So sad that it was one of the most comfortable controllers I have ever used.
I'm not a big fan. I don't like the cord coming out of the bottom. That's just weird. Hmm.
I always liked the Nintendo 64 controller best anyway.
You're so
okay,
weird.
Well, I have the Classic Controller Pro, and the cord comes out of the top of that. So.
Oh, the Pro, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And came with swinging, swinging back around to the topic.
Thank you.
In hand.
Never.
The last time I was on the show, I mentioned that I finally got my Grand Max. I didn't have him out of box in time for the show last time, but I have since got him out, and I have to say that the joints and the tolerances are way better than they were on the Metroplex version of that mold.
Hmm.
It is somewhere pleasantly
Maximus too.
Or well, no, Fortress Maximus was kind of floppy.
Fortress Maximus has come himself, so that's probably why.
Yeah, Grand Maximus's tolerances sit somewhere pleasantly in between Fortress Maximus and Trypticon. So
I need to edit that out.
No surgery required. Yeah.
So, let's see here. Don, did you get anything? You got some DuckTales figures.
Yes,
and some Incredibles figures that you're hawking on eBay.
Yes. Yeah, but no, here.
Got to pay for Megatron somehow.
Yep.
And that's a Don deal.
That's a Don deal. I got a lot of stuff, actually. I got a Batwoman. Nothing about the character, but I love the way she looks in her outfit. So I got a Batwoman, Jack of Hearts, one of the most underrated characters in Marvel, Jack of Hearts. With my characters, I have to take what merchandise I get. Outback and Cinderosaur. I like them both.
Oh my God, they're Transformers.
Nice.
Yeah, I was wondering when we were going to get around to that.
Big guy and Rusty. Never read the book.
Never mind.
Picked up the book. It's robot related.
Yeah.
And I did not mention this last week because I forgot, because I was coming off of 2 weeks of real busyness. Hearts of Steel Bumblebee.
Nice.
And Deluxe DX Bike Robo.
Jealous.
With the Psycheel faces.
That's quite a bit larger than the last one.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, that's why it's DX.
Is that the only deluxe?
$120.
Yeah, is that the only deluxe one that they're doing?
So far it is anyway. Now this last piece, I had to do some major dynamics on this. I had to run around the internet. I checked everywhere for it.
Unicron
it was tiring. No, it was tiring. But at least I made it in less than 12 parsecs.
Ah, nice.
Hi there.
Oh, okay.
Star Wars Millennium Falcon. On that last eBay coupon,
is it transform?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's a Star Wars Transformers, the new Star Wars Transformers one.
Nice. Yep. I didn't see the Transformers logo.
Yeah, the
probably downplay that.
Yeah, the last eBay coupon basically it paid for the expedited shipping, and about $8 off the figure. So I got it for basically a little bit less than Japanese retail. So cool. And the first one is one of my favorite Star Wars crossover figures, and I'm looking forward to that. So that's what I got.
Cool.
Very nice. Very nice. Who hasn't gone yet? Chris?
John? I only got Nexus Prime, so...
I got everything everybody else got.
If you want to hear more detailed thoughts on that, there goes my money from this weekend.
Nah, sounds good.
But I like it.
Yeah, it's very nice. Okay, cool. Sweet.
All right, me.
Oh, yes. Diecast.
Must we?
He voted for Mega Supreme.
I got Hearts of Steel Bumblebee.
It's cute.
Because it's very close to deluxe sized. It's a big figure. Surprised me. I also got the DX9 Dutch and the little Bumblebee, which is actually a very good figure.
Yeah.
It's about the size of an original minibot.
Yeah. Now, diecast
scale, it looks like.
On your Dutch, does yours have the issue with the leg panels being so tight it pulls the leg off the hip joints?
You look at the leg, Rog, and it comes off the hip joints.
Okay.
Oh, time for the clear nail polish.
Yeah, probably so.
So, yes, it's a combination of bad hip joints and those pegs being so tight. I do have a review up for this and the Bumblebee if you want to check out the review. It goes over all the issues with it and shows off the figures and the transformation, of course. And then, where is I? This I did not get this week, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because I'm super happy with how it came out. And
nice.
It took hours and hours. This is the sticker kit for exhaust to make it more Marlboro. Yeah.
More
intriguing. Yeah, Marlboro. If it's a Marlboro, it's a giant, toxic gas spewing plant in Final Fantasy.
Yeah, and it may not look like it, but each little individual company logo is its own sticker. So I spent a good 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah. It's
I don't care enough.
I'm not even going to stick this on credit.
I actually bought some tools this week to apply my Toy Hacks kit to the Combiner Wars wheeljack.
To your own dentistry?
That I've been holding on to for 18 months. Well, this is something that Hey Mickey turned me on to, which is using dental picks and scalers. Basically, it's like reusable toothpicks to handle the stickers without getting, you know, finger grease and stuff on them or creasing them with tweezers.
He's a smart
man. Here's one of the bigger stickers that I have.
Oh, that's one of the bigger ones.
Yeah. And this is two of them. So you can see how crazy I was going over with stickers on that. I did get one other thing. Today is 7/11, so you still have time to vote for Unicron as the Transformers character for the Hall of Fame. Pound Unicron on Hasbro's, it's their Facebook page.
You know, I've never actually voted in the Hall of Fame. I don't care that much.
But I got this guy.
Oh, Energon.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Yes.
How much you pay for it?
Like 100.
Well, I mean, so that seems ridiculous to those of us who've been around and doing this for a long time, because we remember Kmart's being stacked to the ceilings with them literally and can't get rid of them. But like at this point in time, that's probably about right.
Yeah.
I remember passing those up at KB for $20 like a chump. But
wow.
Plus, I mean, it's an interesting toy because it's the only time that a Unicron toy, up until one we'll talk about in a minute, it's the only time a Unicron toy has like gone outside the box with the color choices, because like the Armada one wasn't super G1 faithful, but it hit the check boxes basically,
right.
And then they just kept dialing it in further and further. This one just decided to go and do its own thing, which was basically dead Unicron, which was a really cool concept that Energon totally dropped the ball on.
You know, it's just sort of weird that Energon is the one line where you get all the repaints like Omega Sentinel from Omega Supreme. And they just up and vanish, and we all remember them either being there like Unicron and sitting there forever, or seeing Omega Sentinel and then vanishing like a month later, and they were all gone. And now they're like going for super super crazy money because it's Energon, and this stuff was just—it's just weird on how it all worked out.
Yeah, you have to wonder where those Omega Sentinels even went, because like we didn't have Rosses back then. We didn't have these like regular clearinghouses for the stuff that the stores couldn't stock out.
They just went to hell. And they festered there forever. Hey, so that's cool. What else you get, Diecast?
That was it. Just remember to hashtag Unicron. Vote for Unicron.
Hey, so I'm going to step away for a minute. Throat issue. So Jason is going to run with the news for a few minutes. So Jason, appreciate your help stepping away.
Yeah, no problem. Let's see. First up in the rundown, we have some information about the Hasbro panel, which it looks like we will be having a live stream during that period. I think it's going to be actually quite a few of us, I think. Me, Chris, Don, Diecast wants to be involved. We'll probably bring Eric in, so
we haven't decided if we're going to let Diecast join us or not, or just keep it at the adults table this time.
Well, it's after the 15th, so I can't talk about Unicron anymore.
Oh, good.
Okay, you can be on then.
Yeah, it's not like there's the Machinima series to talk about anymore either. So
yeah,
really. Yeah, but they'll be previewing. Looks like we'll be seeing what's coming up with War for Cybertron, the Bumblebee movie, some more of. I think also going to do some
Cyberverse, of the
Cyberverse. Yeah, which the more I see reviews of some of those figures, the less excited I get about that.
Oh,
but
yeah. I was pretty sure looking at the original stock photos we saw around, was that Toy Fair? Was it that far back? That it probably was not aligned for me, even though I liked what some of the designs looked like. But yeah, the more I'm hearing, the more it's just like, well, that's a lot of money I'm going to save.
Yeah. I've watched a couple of reviews of the figures from some reviewers down overseas, and it's like, This is the technical replacement for the Warrior class, and this is what we're getting at that price point. And I saw this was a comment left in one of the reviewers. It's like, it's 10 years later, it's Armada all over again, or whatever the how many years it was. It was like, have they not learned how to make an unobtrusive gimmick? And I have to say, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Is it's basically this new line is, again, I know it's not for me, so for the kids will probably love it, which is fine. But it's not a good replacement figure wise to the RID Warriors. And basically the gimmick is completely doing what the Minicons did. It's just limiting the figure's ability to do anything.
Although, and let's not get too far off the path here, like, if you think about it, Robots in Disguise Warrior figures are the things you see most commonly hanging around from the Robots in Disguise line. The Hyper Change figures and the One Step Changers don't move super fast, but there seems to be more turnover with those than the Warrior figures in general. The only thing I ever saw move from the Warrior assortments was the stuff that was like one and two to a case, whereas, you know, Windblades, Grimlocks, Bumblebees, even Strong Arms, all the stuff that ships repeatedly, frequently, or in higher numbers has always been hanging around for a longer time. They may want to move away from that, have more distinction between the Generations line and their cartoon supported line. I don't really want to call either one a main line because I think they're more or less co-equivalent, but I think they're wanting to differentiate between their brand expressions, as they would say, in a more meaningful way, and probably looking at what did and didn't work with the Robots in Disguise line, and that's how we got to where we are right now.
Okay. Yeah. Now, another thing that we will find out at SDCC as well is what the first leg of the War for Cybertron trilogy is going to be. And we have a bit of speculation because on an Instagram video featuring John Warden, there's, and I'm sure purposely left in, a last little bit of a poster that gives us two letters, the last two letters of what it should be. Those letters are G and E. I believe the common interpretation is maybe it'll be Siege, but...
Yeah.
It looks like they're going to be announcing our first little taste of War for Cybertron.
I've seen at least one, I'll be generous here and say, reconstruction of what the rest of the wording on the poster might look like. And the word Siege fits perfectly if you fill in also the War for Cybertron, all the other words. If you fill them in the same or similar font, you can get Siege to fit perfectly with that spacing. So it is probably going to be that. The other prevailing theory is that it's a character poster and it's just Mirage, but that doesn't seem like something they would purposely tease into a video like this. And, you know, we've seen their tricks long enough now. We know that none of this is accidental.
Yeah.
No. Even if it's a giant banner at BotCon for the toy line 18 months away. Wasn't that what it was with Power of the Primes?
That was the first big one, and at that point it still seemed like, well, okay, maybe they did just kind of screw up what they sent to the printers and had to roll with it, but
right.
You know, finding their pattern since, no, they did that to us completely on purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, brace yourselves, everyone, because I know you're going to be shocked. It looks like another thing they'll reveal is a new Optimus Prime. I know, you're shocked. This never happened.
No way. They would never do that.
This one has an axe.
There is an axe. Definitely an axe. Of course, my RID behind me has an axe too. So, sure. This was the Hasbro Pulse put this. Yeah, Hasbro Pulse put it on.
The Facebook page put it up.
Yeah, and then later I saw it on their Instagram. So it's going out all over the place.
Okay.
So it's definitely the outline of Optimus Prime, or at least that mold, whether they're going to start with him or like a Nemesis Prime or something like that. We don't know. They haven't really done a Deluxe Class Prime recently. Could we maybe be, it's hard to speculate on just an outline of an image, but
right.
I was like, that it looks a lot like the Power of the Primes Optimus Prime. And then I was like, but it has an axe.
Well, there's also some, like, oddly placed panels that are not consistent with how the Power of the Primes one is designed, so...
I guess I didn't examine
Any two Optimus Primes are going to look kind of similar, and I think that's just what you're seeing in this, because Power of the Primes Optimus Prime is a very Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Now, this kind of... I mean, this is me just thinking off the top of my head, but... The new Cyberverse Prime has his axe gimmick in that same arm. I'm just wondering if this is that Optimus Prime somehow tweaked for some reason, because those panels in the back could be the back half of the transformation of the video that I saw. I'm just wondering if maybe this is the Cyberverse Warrior Class Prime tweaked a little bit.
Do you remember? Do you remember we had from one of those many, many purpled out leaks from Weibo a while back? Assets for Grimlock or something that looked like what we thought the Cyberverse style packaging was going to look like, but it wasn't. And then we were speculating that maybe they were going to do like generation style of the evergreen type designs.
Vague.
Yeah, I mean, along that line, maybe that's what this is, an Optimus using the Cyberverse authentic design style, but in a generations build level.
Yeah.
I think the point here, though, is that we'll find out what this is, among other things, on the 19th, when we'll probably have a live stream with at least some of us here.
Yeah.
Maybe it is Power of the Primes Optimus Prime, but instead of a piece of a tire, they're going to take pieces of the metal from the actual truck from the movie and make an axe out of it. Maybe that's what it is.
That sounds dangerous.
Maybe that axe is a centerpiece of Jetfire that they just pulled out.
Well, that too. You would be the one person to call back to Revenge of the Fallen, by the way. That definitely is something Diecast would do.
Well, no, Kilby would do that also, wouldn't you, Kilby?
No response.
He's not back yet.
All right,
there's always
some
hope.
We now know when you are going to be able to purchase. So this is the Throne of the Primes, Optimus, Primal Prime, whatever he is. I got confused listening to There Goes My Money because Diecast kept getting it wrong. So now I'm confused. And the Bumblebee exclusive for SDCC, those will be showing up on Hasbro Toy Shop. They are saying on August 13th, and there will be a limit of 2 per household.
Good, because I only need one.
So we have the price on the Optimal Optimus exclusive now, too.
Yeah, $70.
That's okay. I need that. I need that thing that I can put headmasters in so I can give it to my movie prime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, 70 is a little. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be. That's probably about what I was expecting, but I think 70 is a little more than I'm willing to go on this one. Especially when I do like.
I was hoping you'd
like
a $50 price point exclusive, honestly.
Yeah, I would do that. I would pay, you know, what, $5 more for it or whatever it is to get that exclusive. But 70, I think I'll just go with the regular one.
Well, how much is the Bumblebee with the tape?
60.
Okay.
Yeah, 60.
Yeah. I really don't think 70 is bad for that set at all, considering what it comes with.
It's not. No. Just after Primitive Skateboarding Prime last year, I think they built in an expectation for us to what they can offer for what price, and this feels more in line with that.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
Yeah, I actually agree with Rob. The price isn't bad. It's just more than I'm willing to spend on that figure, especially since I think I do like the colors of the regular release better. So,
Yeah.
I don't have anything in that color, so it works better for me, I think. But
there's so many other orange things you could have, Jason.
Well, if there's one person who would know what kind of orange things I could have, it would be Chris. So
there is an upgrade kit for this that I would recommend. It's for Optimal Optimus, but you know.
Yeah, we were speculating on There Goes My Money that maybe DNA Designs will have time before the final colors are locked in and can make it generic enough to work fine for both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the looks of that. I don't know. It depends on what the we didn't have a price for that either, right? We're not sure.
No, that's like $25.
Oh, okay.
One pre-order.
Roughly, yeah.
Oh, incidentally, yeah. Chris, while we're on the subject of orange, another reason you'd probably want to skip Predaking is that orange on it does not come off half as orange in person as it looks in the videos. It looks much more red in person.
Well, balls.
Now Chris is definitely never getting that figure.
Well, there's been other orange Transformers that I ended up not buying for one reason or another. Funpub made a couple of them.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Brian. Oh,
hey. Welcome back, Brian.
Thank you. Keep going.
You're Brian, you're still Don's favorite picture.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, Chicken Boo.
Yeah.
people listening to the audio version, my standby picture on Skype is Chicken Boo. What's the matter with you?
Diecast, do you like my standby picture? Do you approve of that one?
No.
I can do this one if you like.
No, change. Well, I do like Omega Supreme, but you have to change that for now.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll get right on that.
Diecast, just like, in case you missed my message on Twitter, Unicron was a plot MacGuffin. That's pretty much
he was a plot MacGuffin. I agree with what Jason said.
I don't think the villain quite fits MacGuffin. The Matrix would be more of a MacGuffin.
Let's see. So how about this Wizards of the Coast thing?
The art looks pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much the extent of my caring here, too.
Yeah, I guess is kind of mine.
I don't know, but this seems to have caught a lot of people's attention.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people still, like, do magic and stuff, I guess.
Magic is still huge.
It's never really made sense to me, but...
Would almost have to be a subset of a subset, because it would have to be Magic fans who are also Transformers fans that may want to play this. How many Transformers fans do you think they would pull in to play this just because...
Well, those game mats that they had last year sold out incredibly fast at HasCon, if you remember.
Yeah, but they didn't have that many either.
Okay.
I know more than a few people who are both fans of Magic and Transformers, and I mean, it's not like Magic is the only, you know, collectible card game, so...
I mean, yeah, there's Duel Masters.
Yes.
Brian's Kim and I sat down to play Magic.
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah.
And I have no... After that session of sitting down and playing Magic, I have no interest in playing Magic again.
Neither does Kim.
So the one thing I have to say about this, and this is just sort of odd, is the artwork on the foil package cover is not what I was expecting.
Which
one?
Well, this is for a limited edition thing at SDCC, that specific cover.
That one? Oh,
okay.
Or the other one?
Okay.
Now, what they should do, if they really want to tie people into this, is put the card with the Transformers figure, since we're kind of getting Transformers cards in package anyway, and then that might push us to go out and maybe buy an extra pack of cards just to see what other characters we could get.
Well, you never know. I mean, they could start doing that with the War for Cybertron line.
They could. That would be cool. It'd be like that Robots in Disguise game that nobody ever played.
What game was that?
The one that was built into their the Autobot symbol.
Oh, the sticker codes. That wasn't really a game, though, was it?
I thought it was.
Yeah, it was a game. I think it would unlock the character.
Yeah.
Yeah, it unlocked the character in the game app.
Okay, I literally never tried it, so...
Me neither. So
I tried it once and then forgot.
Thinking about it, like, even going back to the HasCon thing from last year, they gave it... And I went to get some throat coat tea, and it's already helping. Thank you, Jason, for the assistance. I remember at HasCon last year, they gave out those drop mix cards with the Transformers theme.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I will buy drop mix as soon as I see it, I told them. And I honestly thought that I would. It was on clearance at Toys R Us for like $20, like the last week of Toys R Us. And I'm like, I don't need that.
I saw the same thing.
I saw a demo unit of the drop mix thing at Target several months back. And like, it's a really novel gimmick to play with for 5 minutes.
Exactly.
I cannot see any longevity to it, though. Mm.
And that's kind of where I'm at with these things. Like, yeah, it's a nice cross-promotional idea, but I don't know that it's a good idea. Yeah, not really feeling the Magic thing. I mean, Magic is super popular. God, Magic is super popular. It is incredibly popular. Probably half the people or more that were at HasCon were there for Magic. Probably more than half. But... With that said, that they don't cross into none of that stuff crosses into like my sphere of influence or knowledge, so it might as well not exist. Well, fortunately, it's always somewhere else.
So basically, it's two Venn diagrams that never cross for you.
Exactly, and I don't know that I don't know how much they cross at all. I mean, I know Rob said he has friends that are into both, but I just can't imagine it being that many people.
Oh yeah.
So,
like I said, the only way they would actually get me to collect these cards is this if they started including them with Transformers figures and I started getting a bunch of cards, then I could see myself, well, I want to get these other cards and go out and buy some, because I keep a binder just of all the cards we get with the Generations figures now.
Mine are laying everywhere in my office. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm now picturing I'm now picturing Optimus Prime with a dual disc and the heart of the whole heart of the cards thing. I don't know why it just popped in my head.
I don't know that I understand what you're talking about, Don, so I'm going to move along.
It's a Yu-Gi-Oh thing.
Move on to the next item. Hey, we have official images of Repugnus and Punch Counter Punch, and guess what?
Woohoo!
Punch Counter Punch.
Fantastic.
Entirely new mold.
You mean stilts, counter stilts?
Yes. What was that, Diecast?
You mean stilts, counter stilts?
Yeah, sure. But it's nearby. Real Very. Nearby. Real nearby. Yeah,
it's
so...
going to be on Amazon?
Yeah, Punch Counter Punch is an Amazon exclusive, right?
Not an Amazon exclusive. Amazon's just the only place where the listing ever gotcha. Got published.
But yes.
We think Blastoff, Punch Counter Punch, and Repugnus are all going to be like the May Mayhem stuff usually is, where any retailer who wants to can get in on that. So we'll probably see these on Hasbro Toy Shop, Big Bad Toy Store, TF Source, what have you.
So you and Ant on Twitter were speculating that you think that Punch Counter Punch is a retool, or more likely it's a pre-tool of something that will probably come out in War for Cybertron.
I'm unwilling to commit to that theory until I actually see what, like, you know, the revealed War for Cybertron toys look like. You know, if the aesthetic of them is completely different, then I'm going to be less inclined to think that this is a preview thing from that, rather than being either a toy they couldn't fit into a regular assortment or something they just specially made because they knew they were going to do special edition stuff to wrap up their trilogy lineup here.
It does seem weird that it would be the only new mold out of the three, though.
Yeah,
it is odd. The sad thing is, though, because I forgot, you may have been the one that pointed that out, Chris, because it's not a retool of Jazz, it is not a combiner piece.
Yeah, no, there's no combiner plug on that. I mean, there's no room for it the way it transforms, because, like, basically the whole car hood, the whole middle of the car hood has to fold into the torso, because, like, that's it's got to get out of the way, and there's literally nowhere else for it to go. At first, I thought it was doing a thing like the Robots in Disguise Viacon, where like the whole car shell folded up into the legs, but there's not really room for that either. That would be cool, though.
Oh, yeah.
And Repugnus is beautiful, and it is a retool of Twinferno.
Yeah, I like the same engineering. So much better than Punch Counter Punch. And I know I'm the oddball on that, but
you're always the oddball.
I understand.
I'm kind of with you on that, but I've also been wanting Repugnus since they announced them. So,
I mean, I'll be happy to complete the Monster Bot set with a deluxe.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm glad they actually followed through with that. But like, Punch Counter Punch looks so good, you know, for being a deluxe. Admittedly, with a little bit higher price point because of the whole special edition thing, but like being a deluxe and pulling off everything it pulls off, I'm really impressed with what they pulled out for the end of their Prime Wars trilogy branding.
It's pretty nice.
I just can't get past the legs and the knees.
Well, they kind of have to be that way because the knees have to be able to bend both directions to support both robot modes.
Yeah. And yeah, so they have to have them bent like that in the photo so that there's not a visible gap.
Plenty of Transformers that their legs can almost bend both ways anyway. They just need to,
you know,
I don't know. It's,
yeah, but these also need to be able to flip around because the bottom of the knee part is the, like, the tail lights and the license plate holder for the car.
I mean, it would sort of break like the canonical like appearance of Punch Counter Punch, but if they just gave like the head like a pair of glasses and a mustache and then you could just take them off.
Exactly.
I think it worked just fine.
Okay. Hey, Brian, did you put
a third party to give us optional Groucho glasses?
Yeah.
Mustache.
What, Don?
Yeah, what else did you put in that throat coat? Vodka, tequila,
no,
just the good stuff.
That's pretty good. So, I should pour some of this NOS in it.
Don, he's high on life.
I should take this Ken and NOS. Oh, this is Ken's NOS. Crap. I took her NOS and I left my Rockstar. Oops.
Uh-oh.
She doesn't like the Rockstar. You
know, someone did a Digibash, and I apologize. I don't know who did it on Twitter, but they made the one mode look like what's that Target Master that you like?
Point Blank.
Point Blank. Someone made that into Point Blank, and it was like spot on.
Yeah, I've been looking for that, and I can't find it anywhere. But
I mean,
as far as repaint potentials go, I would pay money for that.
Yeah,
Mac Tackle says it was him.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, and I think he was one of the people who did a recolor of that, where one robot mode was Drift and the other was Deadlock.
Yes,
it
works great for that.
Okay. If you don't follow Mock Tackle on Twitter, please do. Yeah. His stuff is awesome.
Great.
I love his stuff. Let's see what else we got. More I completely forgot about this.
But before we move on to that, I just want to note Robot Kingdom is expecting to have Repugnus in stock as of August 1st.
Oh, nice. Mm.
So if that indicates a pattern, we could see then Counterpunch come sometime in September.
Cool. So completely forgot about this. More G1 reissues coming from Walmart. Okay. So we're getting, honestly, a lot of unnecessary stuff, to be completely honest with you. But, you know, it is what it is. We're getting a Starscream, which is totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
Don't care.
To us.
To me. To me personally, don't care.
This is the this Starscream reissue comes with the Megatron gun accessory, which, as far as I could tell, researching it through the wiki, only came with one of the Japanese reissues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not the worst thing to offer, and it does make it different from the commemorative series one that came out from Toys R Us many eons ago.
Yeah, I mean,
I wonder if the Devastator will have the animation accurate head one of the Encores came with.
The anime colored Devastator. Don't know.
That really surprised me, because we never got that in the Encore series through Toys R Us. We never got a Devastator.
Well, no, the line was dead by the time they revitalized that mold for the Japanese Encore series.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they kept that stuff going long after Toys R Us quit caring.
Yeah, Encore Devastator came out in like 2011.
Yeah.
Because I remember some pretty late Encore stuff, like showing up at Toys R Us.
The last things I remember was the Insecticons and Perceptor, which were sold in Universe packages.
Yeah.
That was like 2007, 2008, wasn't it?
2009? Yeah, around 2008.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, just as a heads up, Robot Kingdom is sold out of the Repugnus, at least as far as the pre-order goes. So I just wanted to...
That's quick. Yeah, no, I was just pointing it out for their in-stock date, which, hopefully... we will get an indication of the lead time between them and when we get Blast Off, and be able to extrapolate from that when the other ones will become available to us.
Oh yeah, I just want to let people know, don't rush over there to get one, because
I believe they still have Blast Offs in stock if you want to pay $33 for them before international shipping.
No.
Yeah, and that shipping's not cheap either.
No,
I might check. No,
it's really not.
Man, if these Walmart reissues went long enough that we had a chance at getting a purple G1 Galvatron at U.S. retail, that'd be great.
Ooh.
Interesting notion. I mean, that's possible, because the mold exists.
Yeah, we're also getting G1 Minibots. So, like, Outback.
Outback, Swerve, Bumblebee, and...
Tailgate.
And those are interesting, too, because we never got them in Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we did in the 1980s.
That's more Encore stuff that came out after the fact, and the Encore Minibot set included basically that exact lineup. So right now, the Walmart stuff's kind of just retreading, like, exact Takara releases.
And just to explain, like, I didn't go on the internet when the Encore stuff was showing up in Toys R Us, so if I didn't see it on Toys R Us shelf, it never existed.
What a novel perspective you had.
Yeah, I used the internet for other things when I was younger, but never Transformers. That didn't come until later.
You violated a lot of contract agreements, I'm sure.
Okay, so moving along. What else we have going on?
Starscream's going to be like 40-something. Devastator's going to be like 80 per Robot Kingdom pricing.
That's not
probably
bad.
Worth pointing out.
I mean, it's not great. But it's less than, you know, it would cost to import it from Japan, I guess.
Potentially.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So earlier, Chris had teased Unicron. So we Unicron of Light, which was the Lucky Draw edition of which there were like 10 made available. It's coming out. It's gonna be $200, and Diecast is he's already pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
so
Japan.
So I got the last Unicron that was reissued, and that mold's not holding up very well. When you put that together with the type of materials that are being used in, you know, today versus what the molds were designed for, and then make it out of clear plastic as well, fun with that.
Yeah
I have concerns, guys. I have concerns. Also, they've actually added more clear plastic to this versus the original releases. This is a unique deco. This is not just a retread of the Lucky Draw figures deco. This actually looks much, much better.
It looks great.
Calls it Ecto Cooler Unicron.
Yeah, it looks great. I like it, but there I would be terrified of this thing.
Oh yeah. Man, I want some Ecto Cooler now.
Yeah, and it's weird. As much as I love the clear plastic figures, I just don't think I'm going to be able to get this. Not because of the color, not because of, you know, the dangers of the clear plastic. I just don't know if I want this mold again.
Yes, you do. Hashtag Unicron.
I mean, you know, if you think about it,
thank you, Jason.
If you think about it, Don, for the $200 you would spend on this, all you have to do is multiply that about 5 times, and you could buy the Unicron lamp instead.
Oh, do it.
Like that's just some basic Dominomics right there.
Multiply it times 5. When you lose me right there.
No, that's totally basic Dononomics. You take the one price.
It doesn't
and
work
you
like that.
Increase it 5 times.
Don doesn't that's use not... multiplication. He only uses subtraction and division.
Hey, so we have stock photos of a bunch of stuff, but the one that's important is, of course, Beast Wars Megatron.
We can also confirm, though, that Rekgar and Nemesis Prime are coming out from Takara Tomy at the end of the year. So if for whatever reason you cannot secure the Hasbro releases of those, you'll have a second chance, albeit for twice the price.
Look at that paint job on Megatron. It is
everything on Megatron.
Yeah. It is so pretty.
I like the one photo. Do you have the one photo in here where Prime is just holding the Tyrannosaurus mouth? That one is great.
It might be in there. I'm not sure if it's in this batch or one of the other ones.
It's not.
I don't think it is.
There it is. Yeah, it's right there. That's the one.
Not the one I was thinking of. There's one that has... Oh, was that photo to scale? Did you see the one that was circulating on...
Oh, yeah. Dengeki Hobby put that up with Primal hanging on to Megatron's head.
It made him look tiny.
Well, it made Megatron look huge.
Yes.
Which I think is the point.
Yeah,
but in this photo, it doesn't look nearly as out of scale.
Right,
but he's definitely larger. Yes.
So Takara Tomy put up a video on their YouTube channel, which is region restricted, unfortunately. But they showed that picture of holding the jaws open, and then a screenshot from the episode where they're recreating that from. And the Megatron is much bigger as a masterpiece than the show model indicated. Relative to how big Primal's alt mode is there. So that Dengeki Hobby photo is probably right on.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, that's fairly impressive looking, you have to admit.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Also, it's the next one. More images of Megatron and an interview with the designer that was Google translated. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but one interesting point that came up in there was the designer said that at least for part of how they designed Masterpiece Optimus Primal, they worked from the size they wanted to make Megatron or thought they could make Megatron and went backwards to determine how big Masterpiece Optimus Primal would be. So this Megatron is something they've had in mind at least as a potential project from the time they started doing the Beast Wars Masterpieces. And it's kind of set the scale for everything else. Which makes sense because Megatron is the biggest thing until Rampage comes along.
Yeah.
Right.
And just...
don't even think about Masterpiece Rampage.
Oh, never mind. So, let's see what else we got going on. We have those photos. Photos, third Megatron. Party stuff. Oh, yeah. Another MP-sized Optimus Prime.
Shocked, I tell you.
This one looks like that you should be able to pop its head off and then squeeze out toothpaste.
Wow. Well, yeah,
this is not a render. This is definitely.
Yeah, that's a prototype. I've had varying opinions on what this looks like. So I was thinking either 3D print or wood, because some of the striations on it look like wood grain, even though I'm sure it's 3D printed.
Yeah.
I also had someone else compare it to oatmeal. And yes, it does look like bars of oatmeal soap that I've seen in the past. If you told me this was carved out of oatmeal soap, I would probably believe you.
Yeah.
It looks like an accessory or an artifact or something that would belong like on the vanity in my bathroom. And it would, again, it would eject toothpaste or hand soap or something.
I could see this being like a really high detail Japanese shampoo bottle.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, you know, novelty collectible thing.
I mean, the transformation, they have updated photos on this, and the the vehicle mode is also very nice. The only thing negative I can say about it is right around the wheels on the side, they need to, it's a little gappy. It looks like they need to add an extra panel filler in there. But other than that, it's actually a really nice vehicle mode.
Yeah, I would assume their priority was to get the robot mode as kibble-free and cartoon-looking as they could, and some sacrifices were acceptable in the vehicle for that. And probably, as good as you're thinking it came out, they're probably pretty satisfied with what they achieved.
Right, right. Yeah.
Meanwhile, this plus that one we talked about a week or two ago... from who the hell even knows at this point. I'll believe you. My point, though, is that when you compare those to the Takara Tomy one that we had revealed just before these had to be revealed because they were already working on them and got, you know, beaten to the press on it by the official one, as they should. It's really highlighting this weird kind of uncanny valley effect with these third-party things. Where, like, yeah, you can tell that they're going through and hitting a list of bullet points they have for things that make an Optimus Prime look like an Optimus Prime without actually understanding what it takes to make an Optimus Prime look like an Optimus Prime.
You know, when you think about it, I don't know that anybody knows what it takes to make an Optimus Prime anymore, because Peter Cullen has stopped knowing what it takes to make an Optimus Prime.
No, Peter Cullen has just learned the value of a paycheck.
Ah, good point.
Just take all their faces.
Because I remember an interview he did, I think between Age of Extinction and The Last Knight, where someone asked him how he felt about how they were portraying Optimus Prime in the movies now. And he basically had a extremely diplomatic phrasing of, boy, I wish they would write him friendlier again. So he's aware, but again, I think value of a paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. So there's Zhao Jing.
Sure, let's go with that.
JX Metal Beast 01, another Transmetal 2 Megatron third-party toy.
It looks pretty nice, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Zhang Xing, I think.
Okay.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it looks nice, I guess.
Well, it's a visualization of the CG model. Like, I'm not a super big fan of Transmetal 2 Megatron as a design overall.
Yeah.
I was actually kind of disappointed when it debuted in the show, since it felt like such a step down from the design perfection that was Transmetal Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this is a nice-looking toy. I'm sure it's going to be wildly overpriced for anything, you know, I would ever consider paying for it.
Considering I would only... I wouldn't consider paying for it at all. You know, I'm not too worried about how much it costs, but I'm sure Eric wants it, or maybe Jason.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Don't you have the other one?
Eric needs to approve the forearms before we can move any further with it, though.
Oh, yeah.
And anything else in the news? One thing, YouTube has Power of the Primes, Machinima, Transformers Now, if you want to watch it. if you haven't already watched it on, you know, YouTube, where somebody was pirating it when it was on Tumblr before.
Right. I didn't care for the last episode. I liked the series as a whole.
Please hang up on him.
Till the last episode.
No, yeah, this is last time.
Yeah, I haven't heard one person. Even people were kind of on. Everyone thought the last episode was just a wet fart. It didn't land for anyone.
Yeah, don't talk about wet farts, because that's what I've been dealing with.
Oh.
With the kids and everything else in the, for the last week.
Too soon, Jason. Too soon.
Yeah.
My apologies.
It's okay.
No, but we were talking about this last week, I think, when we went over Go 90 shutting down at the end of the month. So this is going to be the home now of at least that one cartoon. I don't know if Combiner Wars is still up on Machinima's YouTube channel. I almost said hopefully it is, but, like, why?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, that's some dead air.
That's some dead air. I'm sharing a story in chat that I don't want to share.
Yeah, maybe you should just wait until we were done with the show for that.
Yeah, I should have. Hey, guess what? Prime Day is coming up next week. What's the 16th and the 17th? It's a day and a half this year. So,
whoa.
Yeah, if you are going to do any shopping on Amazon, please use our link at tfradio.net/Amazon. Or follow us on Twitter. I'll be tweeting out stuff, really cool deals that are related to toys and collecting. That's at TF Radio on Twitter or at facebook.com/TF Radio. Pretty cool. Prime Day is the day. I'll be honest with you. When I look, I see a lot of stuff that I want, but it's like everything is on sale. Not everything, but things that you didn't know existed, you'll see on sale on Prime Day. It, very likely you'll find something that you didn't know that you even needed. Like, apparently, it's like the after Black Friday, it's like the biggest internet sales day, period. So, you will probably be shopping that day, whether you know it or not, tfradio.net/Amazon. But if nothing else, you can get that Nemesis Prime that we all have and love from Power of the Primes. It's available right now. It's out of stock, but you can still add it to your cart, and they will bill you and ship it to you later.
Just like Predaking.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm on the they're going to ship it to me when it's available list. Because I canceled it, and then I repurchased it, and yeah, so I don't have it yet.
So
I might cancel it again.
Okay, so...
Also, we would advise, you know, keeping an eye out on Amazon, among other outlets, starting on and then after the 19th, when the SDCC Transformers brand panel happens, because I still think there's a 50-50 chance that at least Blastoff will be dropped on us during the middle of that.
Yeah. Not impossible.
Brian, just to let you know, Christopher Reed on Twitter said that the pre-order for Nemesis Prime is back up on Amazon, and that was about an 8 o'clock.
TFradio.net/Nemesis. TFradio.net/Nemesis. Grab it. Okay, so let's see here. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, first up, it appears that Universal Studios is holding voice auditions for Optimus Prime and Megatron for basically the part to play the part at the theme park. Basically, it looks like it'll be live performances because they're asking for guest interaction and improv experience. So they're also hoping that they can get people who can perform both voices at once. And you know, but
that seems really optimistic.
It does. But also, the first of the Predacon reviews is up for Torox and Headstrong, who are basically identical functionally, so it was good to combine them into one review. I'm of the entire review, I think I'm proudest of the thumbnail. Also, Chris has reviewed Unicron number 0, the free comic book day issue. Thank you again to Alex Milne for providing us with really nice copies of that for
sorry
review.
The review's late.
It happens. And also, I have reviewed Optimus Prime number 20, which is out today, along with Lost Light 20 and Unicron number 1.
Cool. Jason, what is on the network this week?
Well, on the network this week, there goes my number. There goes my number. There goes my money, number 41.
There goes my number. So number 40. That's terrible.
Okay, well, what kind of podcast can we make out of There Goes My Number?
A bingo podcast.
Dononomics. That's what you make out of that one.
Don loves bingo, I'm certain. He's in the demographics, so.
Yeah, he seems the type.
Yeah, I'm old and I go to Hardee's, so I guess that's what you need, I guess.
There goes my money number 41, Jason's Plans Before Unicron, or Diecast title. This week on There Goes My Money, Diecast is excited to talk about wall-to-wall Unicrons, but what he doesn't understand is that we need new C-cons before we get a Unicron. Also, while you're out, you vote. I believe that's supposed to say Omega Supreme.
He changed it.
Nice try.
Very
vote
funny,
Unicron.
Very we also funny. Had RPGs Lessons Learned, number 62. What were we expecting when Dusty said that he wanted to play Dungeons and Dragons? On this episode of RPG Lessons Learned, Brian and Mike are left behind when Dusty goes on vacation to soak in some rays at the beach. With Dusty gone, the guys ask themselves, what were they expecting all those years ago when Dusty said he wanted to play D&D?
A lot of fun. Diecast, what did you throw up on RFC Reviews this week?
I threw up the new.
Do we have to say throw up?
What did you hurl onto RFC Reviews this week?
I just sharded this little bumblebee on there, and I love it. He's so cute, and he's actually like so much better transformation wise than this. Hot Soldier's bumblebee that has this huge hole in the back. This bumblebee looks nice from all angles. It's small. It's awesome. It's the one of the best Despots I ever bought. And I also have the DX9 Optimus Prime on there, which is legend sized. People get mad when I say it's legend sized, but
what do they want you to say?
I don't know. It's like they're not meant to go with legend sized Hasbro figures or something. I don't know.
They were when this concept was developed based on Hasbro doing, you know, Optimus Primes and Megatrons and Starscreams at this damn scale.
Yeah. So yeah, but you know. I was gonna put Nemesis Prime up on there because I thought I was getting him on Tuesday, but he didn't come till today. Yeah,
you realize the screenshot you initially sent us of your ETA did say Wednesday, so it was never coming on Tuesday.
I don't know why I saw Tuesday when I read that real quick.
Especially since I replied to you immediately after and said, doesn't that say Wednesday?
it happens.
It's like me. I read what I want to read. Anything else, sir?
Nope, that's it.
Hey, before we jump to the close of the show, buy a shirt. tfradio.net/shirts or shirt.
Mine came today.
Do you like it? Why aren't you wearing it?
Well, because as you may know, my weight has been fluctuating a bit lately, so I have to order a couple sizes down. Otherwise, it'll fit for like a week.
Gotcha. So good problem to have.
Yes, absolutely. So I will be wearing.
You're currently in anticipation.
Exactly.
I have a lot of shirts I'm anticipating to wear again in my closet.
Well, keep staying sick. You'll get there in no time.
Yeah, no doubt. So, hey, John, real quick, why don't you tell us about these shirts?
Sure. Shirtsickle.com/TF Radio. And you can also just go to shirtsickle.com because we're on the homepage because our shirts, at least one or two, sell so well that they're on the homepage. But
awesome.
This is from the makers of Pro Wrestling Tees. I say that because they make gajillions of tees day after day, year after year. They know what they're doing. They make a fine t-shirt. You can even upgrade to the soft feel, soft touch.
I'm looking at their website right now, and their top seller, their single top seller, is the Professional Robot Collector shirt.
That is the awesome one.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
So, yeah, you can support the show by buying a shirt, and you can look spiffy doing it at shirtsickle.com/TF Radio. We have 8 designs. We're going to do a little internal voting and
pound
democracy in action.
Pound get Unicron made.
With, the next round of t-shirts, but yeah, we'll be able to start conceiving those and posting those soon-ish because you guys have supported us. And we thank you for that. Keep doing it. Sizes small to, I think, 5XL. So very accommodating for everybody. So yeah, shirtsickle.com/TFradio. Or just go to shirtsickle.com, man, and look at the homepage. You'll find us.
The cool thing is, with Sean making all of these Dons of the Day, I really – I mean, some of these are like winners for shirts if we can figure out how to get them on there. Especially that Matrix of Don Leadership shirt or Leader Don. I don't know how you say it. But it's that was pretty epic. I would wear that on a shirt. I would probably be the only person who would buy it, but I would wear that on a shirt.
You I mean, couple drawings on there, like we can do the Don as the Matrix, me as Unicron, and Brian, what have you been?
I was on that Avengers picture he did. I don't remember who I was.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, pretty cool. So you can find the show notes for this episode at tfradio.net/579. You can leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. I actually have several voicemails I need to play on an upcoming show. I keep those coming in. If you don't hear your voicemail, you know, reasonably soon, it's okay. I'm behind on everything. 931-99-GOBOT. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. And on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. Remember, on Prime Day, I guess it's Prime Days, July 16th and 17th?
It's primarily the 16th, though. Yeah. I mean, it's going to start and be the whole day of the 16th and then part of the 17th, I think.
Yeah, we'll be tweeting out stuff. So follow us. I'm on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. And you can find my website and my Happy Daily podcast and other stuff at briankilby.com. Jason, how do people get a hold of you?
Just go to jasonskirk.com, find my social media, my wish list, all my podcasts, of which there are many. All right there, jasonskirk.com.
Excellent. Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2 and on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast and on TF Radio at tfradio.net/reviews if you want to see the reviews, or youtube.com/RFCReviews.
Chris.
Omega Supreme before Unicron.
Sounds good.
Eat you.
Don.
I'm going to reach on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR.
Matt.
What?
At Melvar, 3 L's, 2 R's, MELLLVARR.
Excellent. Or hashtag Seacons before Unicron.
There you go. You know,
or Omega Supreme before Unicron.
You know,
Omega Supreme could be mine. Seacons could be yours.
I'm not a big fan of hashtags, but I do look, and people do tweet using that Seacons before Unicron hashtag, and we thank you for that. We love you guys.
Yes, thank you.
But
so
you're
very
using
much.
The wrong one. It's pound get now, Unicron.
They're really using the officially sanctioned hashtags of Radio Free Cybertron.
True. Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flail Throughs. Also on YouTube at Flail Throughs, where I am still playing New Gundam Breaker. And I believe we finally just got the real release date for Gundam Battle Operation 2, so that will be coming up hopefully in a couple of weeks.
Excellent.
And you can request whatever mobile suits may exist in that game, and I can get my hands on Patreon for a $2 donation at patreon.com/flailthroughs.
Awesome. And John.
That John D everywhere.
And buy a shirt. Hey, guess what? That's it for the show.
End of the show?
Yeah. We'll be back next week with my throat. Hopefully. I'll probably be sick next week, but I'm certain it'll be something different this time.
It'll be leprosy or something.
Yeah.
That's Hansen's disease, right? Armadillos.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's how people get leprosy, Don.
Don't lick armadillos, guys, seriously.
Armadillos are the carrier of leprosy.
I didn't know they were anything except road bumps.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. leave armadillos alone.
Yeah, leave them alone.
Fortunately, your car cannot contract leprosy, so you're safe on that regard.
And on that note, we'll be back. See ya.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron.
Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
We really need to get the show underway, and we're going to start things off this week with the ATT Buzz.
I've never seen anything this beautiful in the entire galaxy. All right, give me the bomb.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, the last Buzz before BotCon. And this Buzz has a bunch of news, because a lot of news has happened in the last week or so, appropriately, and probably, coincidentally, right before BotCon. Makes it even more interesting. The con was going to be kind of boring, because as far as news goes, it really wasn't news for most of the fandom. We've already seen Car Robots, and Robots in Disguise was basically the only thing going that was new. And even with Robots in Disguise being new, it appears that, a new toy line is a new toy line. And it creates excitement no matter what, even if most of us, or a good number of us, have already seen it in one form or another. Heck, last year, Car Robots was all over the place. This year, they're going to be all over the place, just in different boxes and in different packaging. And actually, now that reports are coming out from people who have bought Robots in Disguise all over the country, it seems that the initial wave, like all new Transformer toy lines, when they come out, The stores, the buyers, buy into the hype. They put in major orders, and we get an initial flood. No matter how good or bad the line will do, ultimately, that first wave, that first purchase by all the merchandisers, all the retailers, is always big. And you have no problem picking up toys when they first ship. Trust me. And it looks it. Robots in Disguise is no different. Everybody's finding them all over the place. And it appears that those toys are very different from their Japanese counterparts. The paint schemes are similar, although even on the Spy Changers, it appears that some of the details have been enhanced or changed. It's not just an Autobot symbol slapped on every once in a while on the toy. Right down to the plastic. The plastic's different. Not only is the color different, it seems like the grade is different. Not better, not worse, just different. That's not surprising. American and Japanese companies, Takara and Hasbro, use different grades of plastic all the time. They always have, it seems. And Robots in Disguise is doing that. Now, I'm not going to pick them up, the toys. I still haven't changed my position. Heck, I've got a complete line of Car Robots, and I'm not the kind of collector that's going to buy any of the old Car Robot molds. Just because they're in Robots in Disguise packaging, which I think sucks. It's kind of bland. It's not my cup of tea. But and trilingual packaging, which strikes me as cheap. But Hasbro's in cost-cutting mode. I understand that. I mean, it's better to cut costs right now than get into the mess that Takara got themselves in. Or Sega, going off topic. You can't dig yourself that deep in debt. Just based on being nice to the fans, or going with your intuition, or trying to be groundbreaking and innovative the entire time. I mean, we'd all like to do that. We'd all like to put out the best product that we can, but sometimes you've got to toe the line. You've got to pull back. You've got to collect yourself. You've got to pay the bills. And Hasbro sees that. Give them credit. Right now, Robots in Disguise is almost guaranteed to make them a profit because so much of the work has already been done for them. And that's smart. They're a big toy company. They're big boys, just like Takara. You don't have to cry for them. They know what they're doing. They're out to make money. And that brings me to ATT. And the first thread of the week was kind of interesting. It was about BotCon, or at least it started out as BotCon. It started out as a claim that Spooky had BotCon exclusives on eBay. I don't know if he did or not, because I don't want to know. I don't even want to be near anything that could tip me off to what the exclusives are. I want to be surprised. One of the best things of last year's BotCon was ApeLink, because he was a complete surprise, and I don't want that kind of feeling ruined this year. I was one of the lucky ones who didn't get spoiled, who didn't read ATT for a week before BotCon and get spoiled at the Shokurak and the Rampage repaint. I'm not going to do that again. I'm probably not going to read ATT after Monday or Tuesday. That's just the way it's going to go. But, as I was saying, this thread started out with a claim about the exclusives, but it turned into a much more interesting debate over whether or not we can criticize 3H and BotCon the same way you can Hasbro. And it's not really an issue that can be answered. It's not a question that has an answer. But you can argue a few points. Okay, before you can debate whether or not 3H can be criticized and bashed, just like Takara and Hasbro are so often and so easily on the news groups, you've got to understand what 3H is and what they are. They're not Hasbro. They're not Takara. They're not on the same level as those two. They don't have the same purpose. They weren't born of the same reasons. They'll never be those two companies. They'll never really be a true company in the same way those two are. But by that same token, they are not just fans. The comic they put together is not just a random piece of fan fiction. It carries more weight. It's not, BotCon is not just a get-together totally for fans or sponsored by fans, encased in the fandom. It's grown to be more. Hasbro sends representatives. We have celebrities that come in. It's all grown from what it was. And originally what it was probably just a fan-made, fan-sponsored, for-fan get-together. It's not that anymore, really, to be honestly. It's still small-scale, relatively speaking. It's not the growing, hideous, stinking monster that most anime and Star Trek conventions are. Not that I'm complaining it isn't, but it's not. And by that same token, it's a little bit more. With Hasbro's involvement, Hasbro's approval, which makes 3H's media, comic book included, and all the BotCon exclusives, logos, likenesses, all that goes through Hasbro. Hasbro approves it. Hasbro puts their okay stamp on it, which means, on some level, it is official Hasbro merchandise. On some level, if only because they accepted it, they put their name by it, saying it was okay by them. No other random piece of fan fiction or fan art that's also sold at BotCon, it seems, has that. Because Hasbro doesn't either feel the need to strictly enforce their copyrights, or they just don't care, because it's not the same. It's not on the same scale as BotCon. It doesn't have the power, the pull, the influence that BotCon has. And by that token, 3H has risen above normal Joe fan. Now, should they be criticized, or can they be criticized? Sure. Bottom line, I don't think anybody should be deified or above criticism. I don't think anybody should be bashed for no reason, if only because they are who they are. And I see that all the time. Hasbro on news groups gets trashed and thrashed for no reason. In fact, 90% of the criticism from Hasbro at Hasbro, directed at Hasbro from fans on ATT, seems to be because they're Hasbro. They suck because of who they are. And Takara, by the same reason, is praised. They rule. They know what they're doing. They invented Transformers, which is a lie. They're Takara, therefore, they are good. Hasbro bad, Takara good. That's it. No reasons given. But I don't see any reason with criticizing either one of the companies or praising either one of the companies, which should be done. They deserve both. But give reasons. Same thing with 3H. Yes, they're fans, but they're more than fans. If you don't like something that they're doing, you can criticize them. You don't have to keep your mouth shut. Just give reasons. Give specific reasons and argue it with intelligence and literacy. Those two things are lacking on ATT. You never see them, really, as far as criticism goes. People bash 3H because they think the toys have dumb names, or even because BotCon is too stacked, it's too crammed in the 2 days. I'm in that group. I'll criticize them for that. They deserve a little bit of criticism in terms of scheduling and going beyond maybe what they're capable of doing constructively over the course of 2 days and one night. But I can do that if I'm mature about it, if I'm honest about it, if I give reasons, and I accept their counterpoints. That's it. That's called debate. ATT needs to learn how to do it right. And finally, to wrap up the last buzz before BotCon, some criticism bashing for Takara. And I do have a big reason for it. A legitimate reason. At the same time, it's big and small. It's about the PVC Chasers. Now, when I first, before Act 1, heard and realized that there were going to be Chaser figures, I understood it. I don't think I really liked it or disliked it. I was kind of apathetic to it because I understand what it was. For Japanese retail prices, PVCs are basically trading cards. For the price, for the intent, they're like sports trading cards, baseball cards, football cards, whatever. And in that industry, chasing after rare chasers is a tradition, so to speak, a plague for most. But it does what it's supposed to do. It bumps sales. Not kids' sales, but usually fat, bald, sweaty, 30-year-old men's sales. They go through the roof looking for that one gold-plated card, or in this case, an Optimus Prime with his stomach blown out. I don't mind it, really. But with Act 3, I do mind it. I think they've gone too far. At first, the Chasers in and of themselves having two different figures in an act as a chase figure is walking the tight line. But I think it is on the line. I don't think it's over the top. I don't think it's too much. But making Fort Max a chaser, essentially making one act have four chasers, one of which, the colored Fort Max, who cares about the clear Fort Max, the colored Fort Max, a legitimately nice figure, one that could carry the entire act, and probably did for a lot of people, including me, when they saw the pictures of Act 3, said to themselves, wow, Fort Max, that looks great. He's twice as big as the other figures. A piece of him comes in each box. In a case, that's going to be fun. That's going to be great to have. That is why I'm buying, for the most part, this entire act, this case. He's the reason. And to turn around and make him a chase figure with seemingly no forewarning, and if anything, just cryptic messages along with the PR, then all of a sudden just hoisting this on us, that's wrong. I don't like it. I think Takara dropped the ball big time on this. They were fumbling around with it at first with the chase figures in and of themselves, but now that Fort Max is a chase figure, I don't think so. I think Takara has gone a little too far, although in the past they've gone too far and they've gone overboard with the repaints. Now they're going crazy with Act 3, which is Chase Figure City, and it's basically killed my optimism for any kind of enjoyment out of Act 3, let alone Act 4, which is just rehashes. And they even admit that it's rehashes. It's a quote-unquote greatest hits line. Yay. But see, I just criticized Takara. Now, I can praise them for their car robot toys, which I loved for the most part. But I just gave them a good tongue-lashing because they deserve it for Fort Max. Reasons, people. Debate. It's healthy. It's happy. It keeps the world going. That's the ATT Buzz. See you after BotCon. I am John DeLuna.
And thank you there, John. Sitting here eating a fortune cookie I got from the Chinese restaurant that they built near my house. Well, you know, near my house, not in my house. Wish it was in my house. But it's, you know, near my house. Too bad. Patience is the key to joy. Lucky numbers 3, 6, 12, 34, 36, 42. I suppose so.